Sail ho!
Howard MacNeil looked up sharply at the lookout's announcement.
5 sail! No, at least 7 sail bearing nor-nor-west!
7?
The captain shook his head.
7?
Something must have gone wrong, sir. MacNeil hadn't realized he'd spoken aloud until Lieutenant Garman responded to him. He turned and looked at the other man, and Garman shrugged.
I don't know what it might have been, sir, but obviously something did. If I had to guess, I'd wager something tipped Sir Vic's hand early, and these are the ones who managed to make sail and avoid the boat parties.
MacNeil grunted. Garman's explanation was almost certainly the right one, but that didn't help him very much. 7 ships would be almost a quarter of the total number of Carizian galleons in Farade when Arrowhead departed for her part in this operation, and he had exactly 1 galley with which to stop them.
And if any of them get away, someone's going to want my ass fried on a spit, and never mind the fact that I can only intercept 1 of them at a time.
Clear for action, Master Garman, he said crisply.
Aye, aye, sir.
Garman touched his shoulder in salute, turned away, and began shouting orders of his own. Bosun's whistles blew, the deep-voiced drums began to roll, and feet pattered wildly as Arrowhead's crew responded to the summons to battle.
Deck there! I can see at least 9 of 'em now!
The lookout shouted, and MacNeil grimaced. The numbers weren't getting any better, but at least these were merchant ships, not war galleons. Arrowhead's broadside armament might be little more than a joke compared to what King Caleb's galleons were reported to mount, but 8 falcons, each throwing an 8-pound shot, ought to be sufficient to deal with any mere merchantman. And if it wasn't, the forecastle's chase armament, 1 50-pound doom whale and a flanking pair of 30-pounder krakens mounted to fire straight ahead, certainly would. The problem wasn't whether or not he could stop any galleon with which he managed to come to grips, but the fact that he didn't see any way a single galley could come to grips with 9 of them before most of them at least sailed right past him.
Well, the writ says Langhorne knows when a man's done the best he can. I'm just going to have to hope Mother Church and the King are equally understanding.
Do you want to use the chase guns or the falcons, sir? Lieutenant Garman asked.
A single shot from the doom whale would turn one of these people inside out, MacNeil said.
Yes, sir, I know.
On the other hand...
MacNeil rubbed his chin thoughtfully. What he just said to Garman was undoubtedly true. The chasers were far more gun than would be needed to stop any merchantman ever built, but they would certainly be more impressive than his falcons. And he could use the chase armament to plug away at them from astern if they decided to keep running as well. Under these sea conditions, his gunner's accuracy wouldn't be anything to brag about. In fact, they'd be lucky to hit their target at all at any range much above 60 or 70 yards. But they might get lucky, and even if they didn't, merchant seamen faced with the prospect of 50-pound shot pitching into their hulls might just decide against tempting fate.
"Have the gunner go ahead and load the chasers," he said after a moment, "and tell him I'll want the warning shot fired from the doom whale."
Garman's eyebrows rose, and MacNeil chuckled sourly.
"I don't much like heretics, Ranhild, but I'd just as soon not kill anyone if I don't have to. And if you were a merchant seaman, how would you feel about having a doom whale fired across your bow?"
"Actually, sir," the First Lieutenant said, with the first genuine smile MacNeil had seen out of him since they'd received their orders, "I think that after I got done pissing myself, I'd probably strike my colors as quickly as humanly possible."